Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. Since there is so many case studies already published using Amartya Karaka, Atma Karaka, and now second Lord, sixth Lord, tenth Lord, and so on, all the case studies are coming towards you, helping you to ground what is you, as in what is your personality, your Panchanga, and how does it tie into what you will do in the world. Essentially, that's all career is, folks. Don't make a big thing out of it. Doesn't matter what your HR department or your friends or your families or your boss tells you. Career, or whatever you call career, is what you do in the world. It may be anything from arts, fine arts, yoga teacher, gym teacher, anything, music, arts, dance, so on and so forth. But there is a misconception, people don't take this tithi, the thing called the tithi, very seriously. So I'm going to be doing now a series which I'm going to expand more on the concept of tithi and what it means. So here's the introduction. If you've already seen this, skip this part and go to the next one, okay? This is introduction, it'll be common to all the particular podcasts. What is tithi? Tithi is determined by the angle between the sun and moon in your natal chart. It remains fixed for life. It doesn't depend what period of life you are in, from birth to death. Each tithi is in the range of 12 degrees. Like you can see the table over there. Okay. So it goes from 0 to 12 Pratipada, Dvitiya is 12 to 24 and so on, in intervals of 12 degrees of angle. Number 2, tithi represents your emotional body, hence requires you to pay great deal of attention even before you go into the study of horoscope, divisional charts and so on. There are a total of 15 tithis, one set for the waxing half cycle of the moon, which is the Shukla, going from new moon to full moon. Shukla means white in Sanskrit. Second half of tithi is going from full moon back to new moon, which is prefixed by Krishna, or black. It's given Krishna because he was dark in color. All remedies, quote unquote, which are done within Vedic astrology are done for tithis, not Karana, Yoga, etc. Keep this in mind. Now, within each tithi, what shall I cover? What will be covered are these 8 points. Element of the tithi and the deity. The ruling deity is the main thing there. You got to understand the energy of the deity. You can do more research now. There is GPT and all the rest of it. Psychic abilities. Number 2. What are your psychic abilities? What are your real superpowers? Each one, there is one. Okay. Each one has a superpower. We're just uncovering what that is for each tithi. Number 3. How to enhance them. Number 4, what to be wary of. There are always pluses and minuses. This is a realm of duality, so everything will have a plus and a minus. We'll see that. 5, the personality traits of it, how it actualizes in your personality. And the life lessons, what you should be learning from that for this lifetime. The remedy for it, we'll see the remedy part also. And last, we'll see the differences between the Shukla part and the Krishna part of every tithi. For example, there is Pratipada 0 to 12, and there's the in the Shukla part, in the Krishna Paksha part, there's Pratipada from 180 to 168, the minus 12, right? The full moon going towards new moon, that's the separation, okay? So we'll see all of this. Let us begin. Before I begin with the tithi, I just wanted to leave you a quick note of downloading the Jyotish app. It's an icon I have marked in the presentation above. You can find it in Play Store, Android, whatever. And it's a free app where you can find out your tithi, your birth tithi, that is horoscope, as well as the transiting muhurta. It's a free app. Don't worry, there is nothing attached to it. Some noble soul has made this for all humanity. It works very well. You can use it for muhurta. You can use it for plotting your own horoscope and also checking the tithi. And then come to these and learn more. Now let's begin. Now let us speak of Ekadashi, or the 11th tithi in the lunar cycle. If you are born on Ekadashi, this one is for you. Ekadashi happens when the angular distance, or the angle between the sun and moon in your natal chart, is between 120 degrees to 132 degrees. The element is fire, and they are ruled by Rudras, the fierce forms of Shiva, the one which wants to calibrate, change, permanently change something. And since it's a fire element, it's got very active, deep, subconscious root in it. Basically, all the negative side or the downside of ego or ego itself is everything stored in the subconscious, isn't it? Your thoughts, your belief systems and so on. what you believe you think is right and wrong. Fire, as a form of Rudra in this particular tithi, will go to that level and change it. This is what appears to the individual as destructive. Actually, it is not. In a sense, even if the deity appears very fierce form, it is in destruction or recalibration of ego itself from the subconscious level. And nowhere is it more apparent than Shukla Ekadashi, basically Ekadashi, ascetic virtue and vision. This is what an ascetic means in the Vedic tradition. Going inward, uprooting things from the subconscious level of things. So the element here being fire, ruled by the Rudras, the fierce forms of Shiva, or the active form of consciousness, psychic ability, these natives are drawn to austerity, fasting and mantra. See, now you're going inward. Now you're going to find out the root cause of everything. Their psychic siddhi lies in tapas or meditation or tuning into the spiritual heat of things. Okay? Kundalini, and if you start doing meditation or mantra japa, it's going to generate a lot of heat in the body. I can tell you from experience. You need to learn to how to manage that. That's why people wear the Rudraksha. It cools the body from that fiery temper that arises in the body. Burning away karmas and gaining profound inner vision. That's what this tithi is for. So basically it's spiritual 101, isn't it? Like you're born under that. And if you're born in Ekadashi and your 8th house in your natal chart or 12th house is very active, then this will be even more pronounced. That's the way you look at these things. And we don't even have carriers. Like we talk of carriers, I'm making so many case studies and so on. There's a lot of material on this channel in case studies. But we talk of carriers. What carrier will you put such people? We don't even acknowledge such things in this civilization, isn't it? We need to make career paths for these people. They can channel devotion into purification and often achieve one-pointed concentration in spiritual practices. Very good for yoga, Raja Yoga, meditative practices, you know, Kriya Yoga, whatever forms of yoga there are, which involve having a one-pointed practice, like something to do with Dharana or Dhyana, for example, the 8 limbs of yoga of Patanjali. Anyway, back to this. How to enhance this particular tithi? Observing fasts, Ekadashi, when it happens in transit every month in the Vedic tradition in India, everybody fasts, most of them at least. Have once a meal a day or none if you're that severe. Worship of Vishnu or Shiva. When you say worship, there's a lot of misconception around this word. It has been abused and misused in context. So I would rather put it, to make it simplistic for all listening, just tune in. Tune in is better. Your soul, you have the capacity to tune into anything. So tune into the energy of Vishnu or Shiva. How do you do that? Well, I found the best way. Since I am a Panchami born, I can tune into the mantra part. For others, it might be different depending upon your tithi. That's why you need to understand your superpower here. Mantra repetition is good for Ekadashi, just like Panchami. Meditation to amplify their ascetic powers. A lot of meditation, single-pointedness is required. Because that fire of Rudra can be very, very chaotic sometimes if it's not harnessed in certain way. What to be wary of? There you are. Restlessness, envy, or hypocrisy. If they abandon discipline, their life lesson is to learn a lot of discipline. They must remain steady in devotion to harness their spiritual fire constructively. It can be destructive also. Please remember this. Restful and introspective. This is how they show up in human personality. Ekadashi born people are often naturally in tune with their subconscious. They are intuitive and often prefer slow and steady and less demanding work. They cannot work too much mainstream. Like I said, we need to find different career paths for this. Hey, let's start with first acknowledging such a thing exists. They may struggle with overthinking and need downtime to recharge. These are the kind of children or people you'll see, they want to rest all the time because there's so much of fire going on inside them, burning away everything. So they just feel like, I must rest, I can't handle this anymore. You'll find them talking like this. The life lesson for them is embracing periods of rest and allowing creativity to surface. The whole point of fire as Rudras, as this form of Shiva, is bringing things from a calmer state, more from a Shiva point of state. Shiva is the calm state, okay? Rudra is the active state. There's so much going on inside them, they don't know how to handle it. Remedy is to wear loose clothing, eat light foods, avoid grains, avoid dense foods. A lot of talk these days, isn't it, about avoiding dense foods and so on. Let me read you some more from my notes. Ekadashi people is very absent-minded. They appear absent-minded. It's a healing tithi. People like this are advised not to eat too much dense foods, gluten ones, for example. Resting and lying down in a supine position and allowing the body to heal itself is the remedy. Just lie flat on the ground and let things take over. Let the fire do its work. Wear loose clothes. We eat very light foods. This will help you generally. These people have a very strong subconscious brain. They work with their instincts. These are not the people for mainstream jobs, which require very high creativity or active jobs. They need a lot of time and space and idle space for their creativity from within to come out. Like I said, eating dense foods like grains are not good. Fruits are good for them. Eating a lot of fruits, lighter foods. Things like working for higher principles, Sagittarian kind of energy, or having goals is not possible for these people. And even Pisces, like letting go, resting, because these people cannot go into a no-brain state. They can be idle but keep thinking. Therefore, they end up having sleep issues. These are from my notes. Now let us see the Shukla side and the Krishna side of this. So let's see the Krishna part and the Shukla part of this ascetic Ekadashi. It's an ascetic nature, basically. Okay. It's a detailed one. We can have long conversations about this. If you need a reading, get in touch with me. Anyway, Shukla Ekadashi, ascetic virtue and vision. Going outward, it plays out as growth-oriented, devotional and purifying. The psychic inclination for these natives are discipline, fasting and mantra practice. They are drawn towards this and they must do this. Because that internal fire, it's difficult to control. It cannot be controlled actually. If you ask me, technically it can only be channeled into the right areas. The fire cannot be quelled. The very nature of fire is to burn off that which is untrue, spiritually speaking. They carry the psychic siddhi of tapas or meditation. Tapas, to say that it's meditation is incorrect. Meditation does not encapsulate the core meaning of the word tapas. Tap means heat. Anything which is hot is tapas. So it generates an internal heat, a spiritual fire, so to speak, which burns off the seeds of karma or latent subconscious thinking. If I had to put it in modern psychological terms, the ability to generate spiritual fire that burns away karmic impurities, that's what Ekadashi superpower is. And they need to channel this more than anything else. It grants them natural higher vision. Again, especially if this is in more planets, in 8th or 12th house and you are born under Ekadashi, you need to really evaluate what this person is good at. They'll automatically be drawn to all these meditative practices. The 8th and the 12th are symbolic of that. Transformative houses, isn't it? So they should do some fasting. They should tune into Vishnu or Shiva by the way of mantras, by the way of sadhanas, having an inner vision while doing any kind of yoga, for example. Raja Yoga, for example. Mantra repetition, very good. Meditation for clarity, yes. It's more like they need to use that fire, go quietly inside by the way of tapas, and then ask for something to be revealed. You're basically asking the spiritual fire which is latent in you to guide your path forward. That's what Shukla Ekadashi should do. Well, what does Krishna Ekadashi want to do? It's a penitent soul and a mystic seer. Now, if you're Krishna Ekadashi and 8th and 12th house active in the chart, this becomes really potent. It's release-oriented, introspective and karmic. These people become highly introspective. These individuals embody deep penitence and often wrestling with desires and karma. So they're like squirming in their seats because now the karma is being burnt by inner fire, the inner Rudra. Their psychic siddhi is mystic vision, inner-sighted, gained through renunciation and self-purification. So what would help them? Complete fasting, deep meditation, karmic austerities. Now this is a very generic term. Karmic can be anything. Okay, it may be going into even nature. It may be helping the animals. It can be any number of things. It's not necessarily just one thing. But in case of Ekadashi, it becomes about fasting. It becomes about meditation. It becomes about mystical sadhana. Sadhana means discipline, spiritual discipline. Discipline yourself. Put your ego aside. Put the random thinking and the propensities that all these kinds of social media platforms encourage, participating in garbage of all kinds of news. Get rid of that, sit quietly and ask for something to be resolved if you're looking for some issues in your life. It dissolves desires, sharpens inner sight and frees the karma aspect. The whole condensed form of Vedic lore in terms of Rudra is burning away the seeds of the subconscious patterns which keeps germinating as desires going outward. Once that is gone with the fire of Rudra, then a room is made for something new to be born. Then Brahma comes over and creates something new. This is the cycle of creation itself. Next, we shall be discussing Dwadashi, or the 12th day of the lunar calendar, on the waxing side or on the waning side. Meanwhile, take care, be safe, share this video if you know someone who's born under Ekadashi. Okay, take care.